Well, he's going to Iran at a time when the IAEA inspectors are already in the country to look at this newly disclosed uranium enrichment facility near Qom. And Recep Tayyip Erdogan is taking a fairly sympathetic line towards Iran. He is saying that Iran is being unfairly treated over its nuclear program, and he pretty much accepts Iranian protestations that the program is for peaceful purposes, and he is outspoken in his criticisms of some Western countries, and by implication also Israel, and for making threatening noises towards Iran, saying that they're going to devastate Iran and so forth if they feel that the Iranian regime is building a nuclear weapon. In addition to that, he's fairly warm words for Mr. Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, who, of course, as we all know, is very staunchly anti-Western. Mr. Erdogan describes Mr. Ahmadinejad as a very good friend of Turkey.
How worrying is this for the West?
I'm not sure that it comes as a total shock to them. They know that Erdogan is a man who has Islamist political roots, and he will be instinctively pro-Iranian in his orientation because, after all, he and Mr. Ahmadinejad are really kind of cut from the same stripe politically. Both men of the street, both men of Islam, who take political Islam very seriously and take the religion very seriously. But what it does point out, I think, is the schism that exists in Western policy, because they see, Washington very much sees Turkey as an ally in its war on terrorism, as was coined under the Bush administration. Mr. Erdogan is basically letting us know that he has instincts which are much more sympathetic to people in the East as opposed to the West.
Because the West had hoped that he might act as some kind of mediator with Iran.
Well, that's open to debate. I mean, Mr. Erdogan in the past has fashioned himself as some mediator between the West and rather the United States and Iran. And that has been received skeptically in Washington and in Tehran. So I think that debate seems to have passed for the time being. But there is no doubt that Mr. Erdogan is a man who has a foot in both camps. And Washington obviously thinks he's very friendly to them. He's letting us know, not disclaiming his friendship with the West, he's also letting us know that he's fairly friendly with Mr. Ahmadinejad and with the leadership in Iran.